الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن. قال الله عز وجل: وإذا حضر القسمة أولو القربى واليتامى والمساكين فارزقوهم منه وقولوا لهم قولا معروفا. وليخشى الذين لو تركوا من خلفهم ذرية ضعافا خافوا عليهم فليتقوا الله وليقولوا قولا سديدا. إن الذين يأكلون أموال اليتامى ظلما إنما يأكلون في بطونهم نارا وسيصلون سعيرا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in today's lesson Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about at the time of distributing the estate, the mirath, supposedly some relatives, let's say distant relatives, and yatama, orphans, other orphans, and masakin, other poor people. So not from your family, but they are poor, they are in need of wealth as well, they are in need for some mal. Supposedly they attend this qismat, so they happen to pitch up somehow. But these people are not from those people who will rightfully inherit from that mirath. So now, supposedly they are present at the time of distributing the mirath, the estate, to its rightful people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now these people are all sitting in front of you, what do you do? So, فَرْزُقُوهُمْ مِنْهُ وَقُولُوا لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا. We know that they are in need also of some money. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here says, فَرْزُقُوهُمْ, then give them a share also from this mirath. Then give them a share also from this mirath. Now when we look at this verse, some mufassirin say, they suggest that this verse is mansukh, it's abrogated by another verse. And the other verse is the ayat of mirath itself, which we will do inshallah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly or explicitly mentions the haq of mirath, the estate, who are the rightful people to inherit from that estate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses that in another verse. So they say this verse is mansukh, it's abrogated by that verse. Whereas other mufassirin say, no, this ayat is not mansukh, is not abrogated. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the awliya, the executors and the guardians. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing them by saying that after you get your share, after you take your share of the mirath of the estate, then فَرْزُقُوهُمْ مِنْهُ, now spend upon these people who also came because they are also in need of wealth. In other words, give sadaqah. وَقُولُوا لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا. How this wealth came to you? You didn't earn this wealth. Rather, you earned it like this through somebody else's effort. That person passed away. Now this is how the wealth came to you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now these people came also who are in need of something. Then provide for them from this wealth in sadaqah. وَقُولُوا لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا. And if you can't, supposedly you can't give the amount that they're asking for, etc., then at least say a kind word to them. Give them something and make them happy and say a kind word. Don't say anything bad and evil to them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلْيَخْشَ الَّذِينَ لَوْ تَرَكُوا مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّةً ضِعَافًا خَافُوا عَلَيْهِمْ. That when it comes to distributing the mirath, for those people who are now in charge, Allah says, they should bear in mind, they should fear, they should be wary at all times. They should put this in front of themselves. Then what if we had left behind a helpless family, a weak family? Then we would want that our children also be taken care of properly, and that they awliya also give them the haq of mirath in full. So these people should bear in mind that. So they should look after these yatama also properly by doing everything with adalat. They must be just in that. فَلْيَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. They should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it comes to distributing this mirath and give them the share in full. وَلْيَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Whatever you say, you should say a proper and straight word. In other words, it should be full of adalat and justice. Say a just word. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the last verse before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses the haqqul mirath. Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَ. Again, referring to these people now who will be distributing the mirath. Allah says, remember, bear in mind the following, that those who devour and consume the wealth of these orphans, these yatama, ظُلْمًا, unjustly. So if you take their wealth and you eat it up, you devour it unjustly, Allah says, remember, إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا. You are only putting in your bellies fire. In other words, you are now devouring and entering into your bodies, you are consuming fire. وَسَيَصْلَوْنَ سَعِيرًا. And the real fire is the fire of Jahannam. A day is going to come in when you are going to enter that fire, you will enter to burn in the fire of Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from that. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا.